What is your vacation disaster? What happened? What went wrong? I mean, now with everything happening the past year or so with people dying in different places, you know, with alcohol being tampered with. The place I go to every couple of years with my wife's family in Costa Rica, not the exact location, but Costa Rica now has had 19 people die from alcohol, like being tampered with. I'm like, well, you guys have fun there. No way, Jose. I'm going to stay here and just be a bum. That could be a vacation disaster, but maybe nobody has to get sick and die for it to be bad. 833-563-2539. Would you call in and share with us your story or maybe somebody you know what happened, what went wrong on their vacation? Live the Web Girl was saying, man, I don't even know if anybody that does call in can beat what happened. What's your story?
Okay, so it was my junior year in college. We went down to Panama for spring break, and it was the first night we had arrived there. The first day, we instantly just start pounding the drinks. You know how you do when you're on spring break.
You got to get loosey-goosey.
Yeah, we were just partying in the condo on the beach that we were staying at.
Okay.
Then all of a sudden, around like 4 or 5 p.m., we get a knock at the door. And my friend is like, opens up the door and he's dancing, got his Hawaiian shirt on with the drink in the hand. He's like, hey guys, like, what's up? What can we do for you? And they're like, hi, like, we were just wondering if you would mind if we just walked around the house. Our son passed away here a year ago today when he was on spring break with his friends. And we just want to walk around the house like one last time to just see if we can like find anything and, you know, see if we can just have like a little vigil on the beach because he, you know, did LSD and was last seen on camera taking off all of his clothes, putting them in the dumpster next to the house. And running straight into the beach and was never seen again.
Oh my gosh. They dropped that on you?
They dropped that on us. We are all browned out, hammered, and they just drop that on us. And then they proceed to go and have a vigil on the beach for like the next 3 hours right in front of our house. So like that's all we're looking at.
Are they setting off the whole night? Those lanterns and stuff in the sky too?
They're not setting out lanterns, but they do have candles. They all have candles lit. And then one of my friends like walked down there and was like, and then started having a heart to heart with the dad. But the rest of the week, we could not shake this, that this had happened on the very first night in a year ago. To that day, someone had died at that location, another college student.
That is heavy.
Just like, oh my God. We could not believe it.
833-563-2539. What's the worst thing that happened on your vacation? I mean, obviously you feel bad and you have sympathy for them, but it's so sad. Like, that hit you the first day?
Very first day.
Now, for me, I had an incident that happened where I was... I think we were three. This has happened twice. I'm really bad with my wallet. Everybody makes fun of it, but I need to have one of those wallets with a chain on it, like
I'm a biker
or something, because otherwise I lose my wallet. What happened with me one time with my buddies, Adam and Kevin, we were doing a bro trip, and when I lived in Michigan, we were going to go drive. We were going to go to Boston to see the Red Sox take on the Tigers, because I'm a Tigers fan.
Uh-huh.
We were going to go check out like the Sam Adams Brewery. We were going to head down to Nashville, Tennessee to go check out, you know, just the whole music scene down there. We're going to do some hillbilly like catfishing, some noodling where you catch it with your hand, a fish with your hand.
Oh man.
We were just doing all kinds of bro stuff. Wow. And it was going to be great. We're going to camp and fish, see Niagara Falls along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 hours into the trip, when we were leaving New York, my wallet fell out of my pocket at a rest stop. New York State trooper called me. I ignored it because it's an unknown number. He's like, hey, Joe, I've got your ID here at the post. So we're 4 hours away. We had to turn 4 hours back. Lost the entire day of our trip.
Oh, my gosh. So could you do, like, anything?
I had to because all my money, like, we all owed, like, a third each. All my money was cash, and I had, like, $700 cash. Thank God nobody took a penny out of there because that was, like, my entire life savings.
And that's before Venmo, too.
Yep, this is way back in the day.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That is awful. I would be so mad if I was your friend.
Yeah, that's an example of a vacation disaster. Let's go to Alyssa this morning, 833-563-2539. Hey, Alyssa, thanks for calling in. What was your vacation disaster? What happened?
So whenever I was like 12 or 13, We took a girls' trip. It was me, my mom, my sister, and my aunt, who actually found out she was pregnant whenever we got home. And we went to Disney World. So we pay for the flight and all of that. We get there. Everything's all fine. We go to wake up in the morning to go to actually, like, Disney. And a hurricane came.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure it was, like, Hurricane Charlie, but I don't remember. But all I remember is we literally, like, got into the parking lot because my mom was like, well, they said it's not going to be that bad today. Like, it's going to start, like, tonight. So we're just going to stay for the day and then fly home. Well, obviously, that wasn't going to work because the airport was shut down. And Disney World closed while we were at the gate. And we had to rent this god-awful car and drive all the way back to Indiana.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds absolutely miserable.
And you probably didn't get a refund or anything, did you?
No.
Oh, man. Come on, Nikki. Hook a sister up.
Oh, my gosh.
Alyssa, thanks for calling in at 833-563-2539 with your vacation disaster. Let's go to Tony. Hey, Tony, thanks for calling us. What was the disaster? What happened on vacation?
So I convinced all everybody in my family, my brothers, their respective girlfriends, their families, my parents, to all go to this little beach resort in Florida a few years ago in St. Petersburg. And we get there the first day, and it's beautiful. And then for the rest of the week while we're there through New Year's, it proceeds to be the coldest it's been in Florida for the past 90 years. So cold that the little cabins that we rented don't have heat. So the people who own the cabins had to run and go grab us little space heaters. And
see, Tony, you and Liv are like, this sounds miserable. I like it cold. I'm like, all right, it's a high of 50 in Florida. This is amazing.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like my absolute worst nightmare. I'm thinking I'm going to go and be warm the entire time, and then I'm actually just freezing without no heat.
It could be worse, though. But, Tony, thank you for calling in. Let's wrap things up with Kate this morning. Kate, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What was your vacation disaster?
So, again, all these vacation disasters are happening in Florida, and that's no exception with mine.
All right, good. So keep it going.
We went to Florida for spring break, and we check into the hotel in Clearwater Beach, and they tell us that the fire alarms are going off all the time because all the spring breakers are just pulling pranks, and, you know, it's ridiculous. Okay, fine, whatever. So the first couple days, the fire alarms are going off nonstop. We ignore it, whatever. The third day, it goes off around 3 a.m., and we were like, really? And it was a huge group of my family, like probably 20 of us. And my aunt is pounding on the door like the police, and there's an actual real fire in the basement. So it was like one of those legit, we had to crawl out of the hotel on our hands and knees, and smoke was everywhere. And it was insane. It was, I'll never forget it.
Yeah, Kate, it sounds like your vacation was lit.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Hey, thank you, Kate, for calling into Joe on the Radio Now Morning
Show. Gosh, that is insane. That's like my biggest fear, too, especially when they're like, oh, like the smoke detector is broken. But like, who cares? When will we ever need that? Well, they actually needed it.
All right. Hey, thank you guys so much for your calls. We'll put this up on Facebook. We would love to hear more of your vacation disasters. Not that we're happy they happen, but glad to hear we're not alone with that.